The research department of the Mike Church Show has learned that most people listen to this show because you want your truth neat, straight up, and never watered down.
Hey, look, mister. We save hard drinks in here for men who want to get drunk fast, and we don't need any characters around to give the joint atmosphere. Is that clear?
And the best part about taking in 100-proof truth is you can drive at the same time. And you'll never get a hangover.
I'm so wasted!
The bar at the Mike Church Show opens every weekday morning at 8 a.m. exclusively on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
I'd like to talk a little bit about the war in the Persian Gulf. Big doings in the Persian Gulf. You know my favorite part of that war? It's the first war we ever had that was on every channel plus cable. And the war got good ratings too, didn't it? Got good ratings. Well, we like war. We like war. We're a warlike people. We like war because we're good at it. And you know why we're good at it? Because we get a lot of practice. This country's only 200 years old, and already we've had 10 major wars. We average a major war every 20 years in this country, so we're good at it. And it's a good thing we are. We're not very good at anything else anymore. Huh? Can't build a decent car, can't make a TV set or a VCR worth a fuck. Got no steel industry left, can't educate our young people, can't get health care to our old people, but we can bomb the shit out of your country, all right. Especially if your country is full of brown people. Oh, we like that, don't we? That's our hobby. That's our new job in the world, bombing brown people. Iraq, Panama, Grenada, Libya, you got some brown people in your country. Tell them to watch the fuck out, or we'll goddamn bomb them. Well, when's the last white people you can remember that we bombed? Can you remember the last white? Can you remember any white people we've ever bombed? The Germans, those are the only ones, and that's only because they were trying to cut in on our action. They wanted to dominate the world. Bullshit, that's our fucking job.
Folks, it's fitting to get real, if that's possible, on my Twitter feed, at TheKingDude. Go visit it now. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Mitter Critifer, here's the Facebook Live. You might get an audience today. Young Christopher just sent me a photograph, a screenshot that he took at the Fox News website. Well, it's a screenshot that you made, right? Oh, I just posted it or published it on the Twitter feed, and if you go to the chat room at MikeChurch.com, you'll see it in the chat room there. It is an image that was taken from one of the Navy ships that launched the 59 cruise missiles at the sovereign country of Syria in an attempt, one, to kill Russians, and two, to begin World War III. And the photograph is perfectly timed that as the cruise missile leaves the flight deck of the aircraft carrier and passes behind a American flag. Oh, what star-spangled awesomeness we are! We are star-spangled spangled awesome.
We can kill people and we can fly our flag. And we can put pretty girls on TV and we can yuck it up and laugh about it.
Those Syrians deserved it.
They gassed those kids.
So if guilt by association for killing kids necessitates cruise missiles being lobbed at the perpetrators, again, why won't there be cruise missiles launched from the poop deck of a ship that's in port somewhere in the United States, maybe in a port off the coast of Florida, maybe in Pensacola, maybe in the port of Miami, maybe in the, oh, here's a good one, Port of Philadelphia. That's where Kermit Gosnell was butchering and murdering little Chirins, legally. We launch a little cruise missile from one of those aircraft carriers or destroyers, Tomahawk cruise missile, and find a Planned Parenthood abortuarium, and let's make sure more children aren't killed in Philadelphia today or tomorrow. Why don't we do that and not worry about what Bashar al-Assad craves, okay? 844-527-8723. Go look at the imagery of this. We are the greatest country in the history of great countries, folks. Get this through your heads. That Tomahawk missile left the deck of a ship flying the American flag, baby. Here's another headline for you. By the way, I am perfectly prepared to talk to you at 844-527-8723. Crank it.
Despair and agony on me. Deep dark depression, excessive misery.
Curse you, David Simpson. This is all your fault, Simpson. You're the one that brought that song in here. If you're just joining us, President Trump, macho man that he is, caved in to the neocons and the rest of the warmongering crowd and bombed Syria last night in an attempt to kill Russians and to make people suffer for what they've done to children. Even though there's no evidence that Assad had anything to do with the sarin gas attack. Syria is a member of the United Nations. The United States is a member of the United Nations. In the charter, this isn't just a resolution. This is in the freaking charter. In the charter of the UN. This is a war crime. This is an unmitigated act of war, and it's not a just act. Not a solitary American is threatened, even if Assad did this. I can't say that he didn't for sure, because there is no evidence. No one's proved anything. Listen to this. This is from the DailyMail.com, and Middish Church sends me this. Here's what Middish Church sends me via text message. So, dear, I can honestly say the world did implode while I was sleeping. Exclamation point. Wow. She sends me this. DailyMail.co.uk. Rachel Maddow fans erupt at sexist NBC. After the anchor is bumped from her own show because of Syria airstrike and replaced by Brian Williams, who waxes lyrical at beautiful missiles. We are star-spangled, murderous, awesome, aren't we? Our killing machines are now beautiful. Folks, this is going to end in
tears.
David Simpson sends me a message, and David, you are correct. Mitt or Mike, let this be a reminder, if the chance ever arises again, to not participate in the two-party system's electoral process. You're right, Mitt or Simpson, you're right. By the by, listener Rob Hughes makes a great point in the chat room at MikeChurch.com. So we bomb a military base. What surrounds a military base? I'm talking to you people there at Fort Polk, Louisiana. What's the one in, what's your air base in Gulfport? What is that?
Keesler.
Keesler Air Force Base. Pensacola AFB.
Home of the Weather Reconnaissance.
Weather Reconnaissance. Fort Bragg. Just a few names.
Bragg's
in North Carolina, right? There are bases all across Camp Pendleton, if you're out in California. Fort Knox, where there's allegedly gold. There's gold in them there. There ain't no gold in there. what is next? What's on a military base besides a few runways for planes to launch and a hangar or what would you call it? A militia, arms depot. What else is
there's what they call a support system.
Wait a minute. Are there people there?
There's a support system.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me there are women and children and families that live on military bases? No, our star-spangled awesome president would never kill innocent children. Sick. This is a sickness.
And you got Eglin in Fort Walton.
A listener sends me this. I will redact his name. I won't even hint as to who he is. Although the NSA already has a copy of this junk bond.
But you don't have to. You cannot worry about the NSA. It's the other abbreviated spying agency you got to worry about.
Subject: Holy Week, dear Mitter Chur. It's the morning of 7 April, and listening to your show as I go into the Pentagon this morning, I am active duty Army and quite honestly tired of fighting war after war after war. I joined prior to September 11, 2001, but have been in a constant state of conflict since joining. I wonder how much cheering will be going on at the Pentagon this morning. Oh, they're popping bottle corks at Dom Perignon this morning. I may just have to turn around and go home. Not to mention we start Holy Week on Saturday. And this is the depressing note our country decided to begin it with? I am at the end of my ability to be in conflict with my with my conscience and my actions. Thanks for the sanity your show provides. Name withheld. That's a worthy sentiment. Fans of Rachel Maddow have expressed their disgust at sexist NBC after the anchor was replaced on the show by Brian Williams, who referred to the U.S. missiles against Syria as beautiful. We are so star-spangled awesome, our killing machines are now beautiful. Says the man who said he was on a helicopter in Iraq on a combat mission, even though he wasn't. Is there a video of this? Mitt's Church has a screenshot here. Is there a video? I see all the pictures. Hold on. I'm scrolling through. I don't see video. No video. Williams, the breaking news anchor for the network. Oh, what a trusted source he is. Appeared during Maddow's 9 p.m. slot when news broke that the United States military fired more than 59 missiles at the Al Sherratt base in retaliation for a chemical weapons attack on civilians. Furious viewers accused the network of sexism. Now, isn't this classically and quintessentially lib America? Don't worry about the dead bodies in Syria. I want my Rachel Maddow. Goodness. Where's Jonathan Winters at when we need him? It's a mad, 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 mad world. No remorse or sorrow over the dead at the military installation. But I want my Rachel Maddow. I want my... Who's the guy from Friends that she looks like if he puts glasses on? Is that Matthew Perry? What am I, Matthew Perry? Furious viewers accused the network of sexism and said Maddow was more than competent to cover the news without any help from Williams. You want to see? Here let's sample this.
I was from.
He sort of passed the buck, President Obama did, to Congress on the decision-making. Whereas President Trump saying, no, I'm going to make this decision.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's limited, obviously, since it's these missiles.
Sure.
It's not enough. It's not enough to just lob missiles at Henry. No. We need we want war. We want war.
Your soft core today is green.
Well, she actually has sleeves on. Ainsley Earhart.
That's why I just said soft core.
Yeah, well. Viewers also took issue with some of Williams' comments on Thursday night, especially when he played videos of the missiles being launched and said, "We see these beautiful pictures at night from the decks of these two U.S. Navy vessels." I am tempted to quote the great Leonard Cohen, "I am guided by the beauty of our weapons." Ladies and gentlemen, we are at the end of civilization. This is it. This is it. We now have news anchors who report on the beauty of a guided missile that is headed towards a military installation inside a country of which we are not at war with. Oh, let's listen to this.
Also cut off
war. This is not a commitment of significant ground troops over an extended period of time. This was a strategic attack in an exigent circumstances, and the president has to have the ability to act, and that's his role as commander-in-chief.
Oh, little Marco Rubio. Yeah, we have to have the ability to kill people in strange lands and even violate the UN Charter while quoting UN resolutions to do so. What is there that's left to say about this?
I thought you knew already. We're immune. America's immune to anything that's illegal or war crimes or whatever.
I thought
you knew that already.
Yeah. Well, there won't be any.
Wink, wink,
wink, wink. let me take you back to 2013 to 2014. And before I do this, let me just say that the World Wide Web caching data is a bitch. Here's a headline from, where is this from? Time Magazine's website, time.com. 18 times Donald Trump said the U.S. shouldn't bomb Syria. Now let's recount. There's no evidence, none, that we know of, that Bashar al-Assad and the Syrian government targeted civilians and launched a sarin gas missile to take them out. If you're thinking to yourself, well, Minister Church, that doesn't make any sense. Bingo. Common sense says that's not what happened. We need excuses to kill. Boy, howdy. Hey, Critifer, look up who makes the Tomahawk missile. Who manufactures the Tomahawk missile? Buy stock in that company. As a matter of fact, if you want to make some money today for me, David Simpson, find out who makes the Tomahawk and go buy some stock this morning. You know, this isn't the last we're going to hear of this.
General Dynamics, Raytheon, McDonnell Douglas.
Mitter Simpson, take all of my, I want you to take all the pittance of retirement money I have, every penny of it, and I want you to invest it all in General Dynamics and Raytheon today. Baby, I am going to have a party to end all parties when you cash that joker out next month.
3 years ago, a unit cost was $1.59 million.
Drop in a bucket, Christopher. Drop in a bucket. So what's 1.5 million times 59? Can you do the math? let's
round it off. That's a lot of money.
Let's round it off to 60. That's $90 million. Ah, mere chump change, Mitter Church, please. Talk about something people want to talk about. June 15, 2013, Donald J. Trump, at Donald J. Trump on Twitter. We should stay the hell out of Syria. The rebels, close quote, are just as bad as the current regime. What will we get for our lives and billions of dollars? You know what his answer was? What will we get for our lives lost, I assume, and billions of dollars? This is what Trump said in 2013.
0.0.
28 August 2013, at Real Donald Trump on the Twitter. Remember, all these freedom fighters in Syria want to fly planes into our buildings. He's talking about ISIS. Later that day. Why do we keep broadcasting when we are going to attack Syria? Why can't we just be quiet and, if we attack at all, catch them by surprise? Well, I guess he followed through on that one. Nice job, Senator Trump. Nice job.
Apparently, it really wasn't a surprise, quotation. They gave warning to Russia prior to launching.
Ah. Well, that's always nice. Hey, Russia, we're going to violate the UN Charter and try to wipe a couple of your soldiers off the face of the planet.
Hey, we know you have men stationed at the base. Can you get them out the way first so we can hit these targets? That's what they did that for.
Sure they did. Because we're star-spangled awesome. We're kind like that, you see. When we deliver weapons of mass destruction, I tell you, Hans, it don't have any weapon of mass destruction. When we deliver weapons of mass destruction, baby, we send them with a card. You get it. You get the FDD deliver. Pro Flowers delivers.
Now I got even better.
What?
Weapons of pinpoint destruction.
29 August 2013, at Real Donald Trump. At Voila 3SSAF. No, dopey. I would not go into Syria, but if I did, it would be by surprise and not blurted all over the media like fools. Later the same day, at Real Donald Trump, if we are going to continue to be stupid and go into Syria, watch Russia, as they say in the movies, shoot first and talk later. That's two now. He telegraphed what he was going to do. Same day. 29 August 2013, at Real Donald Trump. Let the Arab League take care of Syria. Why are these rich Arab countries not paying us for the tremendous cost of such an attack? Maybe after we send a box of Sherry's Berries to the Russians, we'll send a invoice to the Saudi Arabians. You kind of like owe us $90 million for this missile attack that started World War III. Just reminding you, we take cash, check, Bitcoin. Visa, MasterCard accepted as well. Same day, 29 August 2013, 1:14 p.m., at Real Donald Trump. What will we get for bombing Syria besides more debt and a possible long-term conflict? Good question, Donald. President, Obama needs congressional approval. Oh, that's rich. Well, I got to mark that one. Woohoo! Let's read that one again for fun.
Hey, we need to go to the phone right away. It is Mark Kreslin's. We need to go to him right now.
What will we, Donald J. Trump, 1:14 p.m., 29 August 2013. I'm going to read it to you again. Quote, what will we get for a bombing Syria besides more debt and a possible long-term conflict, question mark? Obama needs congressional approval, period. You don't say. Mitter Kreslins is on the Dude Maker hotline. Yes, Mitter Kreslins.
USA, USA, USA.
I can't even laugh at it, Mark.
I know, Mike. I know, Mike. I spent a good part of last night defending the Constitution that I don't really believe is very functional. But I spent most of last night defending it against conservatives who were convinced that he had constitutional authority to attack Syria last night. So,
well,
it's disturbing.
Have any of these imbeciles, I mean, you and I don't want us to be in the United Nations, but it's a fact of life. We are in the UN.
Right.
Have any of these idiots ever heard of the UN Charter? Do they know what it says?
No.
The UN Charter is a charter because it was ratified by the Senate, and it was ratified by the other member nations. And to get in the UN, you have to ratify. What does it say? You can't attack a member nation without a resolution. You got to go and say, hey, why are you bombing these people?
Yep. Well, you know, Mike, in days like this, and I know you're struggling with it like I am, you see almost, our job is almost futile.
It is futile.
Why do we even try? Because the conservatives are going, as Christopher was telling me on hold there, they are going to cheer this, and they already are. I mean, they're cheering this. Sean Hannity was beside himself with glee when he mentioned that we dropped 59,000 tons of or pounds of bombs last night. He was almost beside himself. Brett Baer backed him into a corner and said, yeah, but what about Trump's previous tweets about not going to war without approval from Congress and all this? And he forced Brett Baer, I put him in one of my posts last night, Brett Baer's probably looking for a new job today because he forced Hannity to admit his hypocrisy on the air last night. And, you know, so, Mike, it makes our job difficult. We've talked about this off the air, that we may really be in a culture that just is going to reject truth. Truth just doesn't matter anymore. It people will say it does, and they'll claim, oh, I'm a constitutionalist. I'm a constitutionalist.
Kreslins!
So you're going to hear a lot of that today. The Kreslins alter ego coming alive today at 2 o'clock, but it really is disturbing. These are fundamentally dishonest people who are claiming to be truth tellers, because they are going to say all day, Rush Limbaugh's going to say it, Sean Hannity, they're all going to say he was justified in doing this.
There's now, no justice in this. There's absolutely
exactly.
How can it be just,
Mike? Why aren't we bombing? Why haven't we launched missiles at China today? The infanticide is going on. The new justification for launching cruise missiles is protect beautiful babies. Why aren't we attacking China today?
Yeah, that's right.
The infanticide rate over there is unbelievable.
What is your foster daughter's name?
Chen.
She told the story on the show that she lost a brother because of China's rules and laws on How many babies of a particular sex that a Chinese woman, a peasant woman, can have?
They killed her brother.
Killed her brother. Boiled him alive.
Yep. While she was 9 months pregnant. This boy.
I know. I heard the story.
Born, and they killed him. Why aren't we launching missiles, cruise missiles, at China? You know, I went on genocide watch last night. There are right now, I think, like 17 countries that are being labeled in the full throes of a genocide. Why aren't we, if the new standard for launching cruise missiles is to protect the beautiful baby, why haven't we already launched missiles all day today? We should hit everybody. Mike, I'm ready to go to Sports Talk Radio. I swear. I want to spend today talking about Russell Westbrook's triple-double record tonight and potential. And I think this is hopeless.
Wait a minute. Kreslins! There's a guy that was in the Masters yesterday that set the opening round record for the biggest lead in round one.
Well, there you go.
So.
Mike, how do we break through the people that claim to be constitutional? This is the problem with Rush and David Barton and all these guys that use the word Constitution, but don't really have a clue. I've got people on my Facebook page arguing that statutes can amend the Constitution. Well, Kreslin, don't you know about the one called that? Oh, my God.
Kreslin, don't you know about what's the act that they love to do? The War Powers Act. Don't you know about the War Powers Act?
Oh, my gosh. But yet they'll claim to be strict constructionist, originalist constitutionalists.
Okay, so let's talk about the War Powers Act for a moment. When did when was a war declared against the country of Syria?
Exactly right.
Well, but Minister Kreslin, please, we're at war with Hoth. We're at war with Romulus. We're at war with the universe.
We are in a perpetual state of war.
Mark, seriously, I mentioned you earlier today, and if you heard it. Please know my sincerity in saying that while I agree with you and Suzanne and your conversations yesterday, man can't fix this. We can't. We are incapable of designing a government that can prevent what just happened.
Well, I would only argue that the Articles of Confederation worked until a coup was pulled off in Philadelphia.
I agree. I concur. And it was a coup. It was a coup.
Well,
you know, anyone that's ever listened to my docudrama on the fame of our fathers, I covered all the events in sequence that had to occur in order for the convention even to be called.
Yes, I mean, right.
Most of the states, not only did they not want to amend the articles, they didn't want to have a convention. They were like, that's not going to end well.
And it didn't. It did not end well. Look where we are today. And so I would only say, you know what, I think we have a prototype. They wouldn't be able to pull off what they did in Philadelphia today at the scale they did. So, you know, notwithstanding all the people that complain we can't have an Article 5 amendment convention because it'll run away. We're totally different time. This is one of the great problems of appreciating history, but not understanding only that history is only a lens to filter through today's events. But we do live in the 21st century. We don't live in the 18th century where media can't get involved in any of these actions. I mean, you and I both know that if there was an Article 5 amendment convention, every major media outlet from around the world would be there televising what's going on. There would be no secrecy rule. There would be no closing the doors and shuttering the windows and swearing everybody that we're not talking about what's going on in here. That just wouldn't even happen. And then when it got out that they were trying to form a new government without any authority to do so, people would respond to that today in a way that they just couldn't because they didn't know about it during the Philadelphia convention.
All right.
So times are very different. I think we just got to bring the whole thing down.
Well, after this, you just got to withdraw your any remaining affiliation. This is a great excuse if you're looking for one to not file your taxes on April the 15th. Minister Church, you just committed a federal crime. Well, no, I didn't say. I said it would be not to do it. I want to ask you a question. You're the biblical scholar. when God decided that he was going to wipe out Sodom and Gomorrah, and he went to Lot, and he said, all right, give me a just man. Give me 100 just men. Of course, Lot couldn't find a single just man. When God brought the fire and brimstone down upon Sodom and Gomorrah, the Bible doesn't tell us that they aborted any babies.
I don't know.
Bible doesn't tell us that they launched a sarin gas attack on any babies. The Bible doesn't tell us that they did anything of the sort. What is the Bible? Trump had the audacity to say, and God bless America.
I know.
We're going to make America great again. We're going to make Raytheon great again.
Yeah. Well,
that's an example, though. What my point was is that's an example of justice. Trump said his action is just. It's not. Let's just pretend for a moment that those missiles with the sarin gas did come from that base. This is why you either A, have a declaration of war, citing that, and right. to stop the perpetrators from doing it again, that would be one, or B, you go directly to the UN or whatever international body, and you demand that the government of Syria or the government of Russia, if you can prove that one of their guys did it, that you surrender whoever it was, the perpetrator, so that they can face a military tribunal like Nuremberg, and if they're found guilty, then you execute them. You don't right. get to play judge, jury, and executioner, President Trump.
I know, Mike. You spot on analysis there, but we believe we can because we are the USA, and this is the jingoism that has taken over.
Mark, I am watching our fellow citizens on Fox News right now as giddy and happy and glad as if their child has just been ordained a priest or a pastor, or they just got a telegram. Hey, look at this! I got a telegram from God. Yeah. My kid's in heaven.
I know, brother. I saw it all last night. It is deeply disturbing and troubling, and we are just not a truthful people. We claim to be righteous and truthful, and we come across events like this, and what it really reveals is just how conditioned people are, not only to just submission to the federal government, but to believe in parties and party loyalties. And you know, we all know that Trump was all over the place when it came to Obama. We know the conservatives would have held Obama to the strictest standard of the Constitution. But when their guy does it, now it's okay. And this is the effect, this is the result of conditioning. And I'm beginning to come to the conclusion, Mike, that talk radio has been a net negative, and we suddenly...
Oh, it's a curse. You know, it's an absolute curse.
I think so.
It is conditioned... Mark, it has conditioned tens of millions of people to accept unjust actions as just. You don't need to go any further
right.
than
that. Right.
As a matter of fact, I got an email from a new listener yesterday. Yeah, I'll forward it to you. Got an email from a new listener yesterday, and he congratulated me on all the shows on the channel and on the Mike Church show. And he said, but I have just a small word, a question, and a brief note of caution. And that is, you can't be just, and you can't claim that you're just. One unjust action will undo all the other just actions
mm-hmm.
or undermine the other just action. So I ask you to be careful when you recommend movies, when your girl recommends movies, because he said, I've seen movies that she's recommended, and there's nudity, and there's perversion and cursing and sin and all that in there. In the realm of fiction, though, I think that there is a brief exception there for the realm of fiction that, especially if you're trying to make a point, you can't make a Chestertonian point about sin and why it's evil if you don't identify what the sin is and who just perpetrated it.
Sure.
So I think there's a little bit of there's room there to wiggle. But his point was, though, I can't turn the TV on very often, and I don't listen to talk radio anymore because I can't turn it on without people screaming at me and telling me that lies, deceit, and mortal sin are just actions.
Yeah.
He said, you're the only, unless he goes to Christian radio or Ave Maria Catholic radio or something that by definition is trying to be holy. He said, you're the only commercial radio that I can listen to anymore, with this one little exception about the movies, he said that it does not insult me and make me turn it off because it's not
right.
Because it's not just. So you're right. Talk radio is a pox. It is a pox on all our houses. And you and I worked in it. I've been in it for 25 years.
I know. Brother.
I'm guilty.
I know. I think about my own complicity in this. And it just creates an arrogance that I've discovered that is damaging at a minimum, certainly to a person's own individual psyche, but also now as we see to other people, as jingoism takes over and people become hyper-patriots. And Christians will claim their devotion to Jesus Christ, but yet their actions betray their real devotion is to a nation, even to a party, but they'll say they don't, but yet they do. And when you measure them, when you give them some kind of a measuring stick, like fidelity to an oath, fidelity to a constitution they supposedly believe in, well, suddenly they become constitutionally relativist or moral relativist as it relates to truth. Well, you know, everything then becomes conditional. And I think we've contributed to that. I think I have contributed to that.
I'm guilty.
Because I didn't have firm convictions about things 10, 15 years ago. I do now. But as you and I both are going to be painfully aware, it is no fun being a Jeremiah. It's just, John the Baptist. It's no fun speaking truth and nobody's listening. So it's no fun being a truth teller at this point. And I just wanted to call in.
Well, thank you. But one more point for you, my New Testament biblical scholar friend.
Sure.
During the 3 years that our Lord walked the earth,
right.
Somebody pointed this out. I read this in a piece on a very lengthy paper on just war and just war theory. Jesus walked the earth for 3 years. Had a very public ministry. We have the Gospels. We all know what happened. St. John tells us this, but much more happened. I can't write it all down. Point is this. During those 3 years, if you go back and you read Tertullian or you read the Jewish historian,
Josephus.
Go back and read the extant records of history. The Roman Empire was engaged in never-ending, nonstop, unjust wars.
Yep.
Christ never addressed those wars one time. Now, what he and the guy that wrote the essay pointed this out, and I thought this was brilliant, is really what turned me against war, especially the way we recognize it today in the modern era. What he did, though, was he gave us right, wrong, yes, no, on every moral human act.
Yep.
Here's what you do. Here's what you don't do. So if you do all the things, if you get everything right that he said to do, there won't be any war. So he didn't need to talk. He did address war. He told us how to avoid it.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Told us how to avoid it.
Yes. This is a great problem for New Testament Christians, if you can loosely identify them that way. Is you really have the Savior of the world recognizing a government, the systems of government. Obviously, he got into conflicts with the Pharisees and Roman representatives.
Sure.
Toward the end. So it's not like he didn't understand systems of government or he forgot to address it or anything like that. He did address it, exactly as you just said. In one case, he talked about rendering unto Caesar that which is Caesar's and unto God that which is God. So he clearly understood systems of government, but he didn't call his followers to engage it in the way we want to engage it. And this is a great problem for the Christian community. And I address this in my book, Mike, actually. I take a whack at Romans 13 and help people understand how to apply Romans 13 in a representative republic. So the clarion call of Jesus was the gospel, and it was living with one another. It wasn't taking back Jerusalem or taking back Israel. He could have. I mean, obviously, he's the God of the universe. He could have instructed his disciples, here's what I want you to do. You know, the gospel is kind of important, but take back Israel. That's what I want you to do. Resurrect the Mosaic civil law. That's what he never said. Total absence on all of that. He focused on what you just said, how to live in a way that honors him, that reflects worship and devotion to him, and in doing so, inevitably, that'll lead to your interaction with other people, and that, in and of itself, may lead to no war or no need for war. The trouble is, the Christian community today, and especially in hashtag the Exceptional American Union, has adopted a whole different mindset when it comes to war. As you played earlier in your show, we are a worldwide people, even Christians, who they're the person that they claim they are dedicated to never called followers to do some of the things we're doing right now. In fact, you and I can probably reasonably guess that Jesus would have a very strong opinion about what happened last night, and probably would not be a favorable opinion towards the events of last night. Yet, even with him saying that, there's probably a good chance some Christians would still say, well, you were wrong, Jesus. We needed to talk.
Mitter Christ, you're wrong, Mitter Christ. You need to be mitigated, Mitter Christ. You're wrong. Well, they did tell him that he was wrong. They killed him.
No, you're exactly right, brother. So.
They did tell him that he was wrong.
Oh,
Mark, I got to tell you, I have a little text message conversation with our buddy David Simpson, and I said, David, I am afraid for our children. You know what David's response was? All caps, you should be.
Yeah, no, he's right. He's right. I mean, I'm dropping my four grandchildren off right now, and I think we're leaving them. And, poor Mike, we botched this thing up. We just totally botched it up, didn't we? Yeah.
Well, the evidence is on parade today. I keep fading up the Fox News fader on my mixing console here to hear the joy in the voices. Man, and Christopher did a signal job, an awesome job of capturing that screen cap. He was watching it on his computer of the missile going up, and his photograph is snapped just as it passes behind the American flag. And the American flag is all lit up, star-spangled, glowing, and awesome. A display of our awesome ability to kill.
Right, right. It's troubling, Mike, and I don't know. Jingoism is the new religion, and we are patriots, and we are going to defend the actions of.
I'm not
going to
defend it.
No, I'm not going to either. You know what my show is going to be like today, and I'm going to lose friends and listeners and all that, and you are too, and.
I don't think in this crowd we're going to lose.
Maybe not.
Listeners.
Yeah. Here's a new headline. Eyewitness says Syrian military anticipated U.S. raid. This is from an eyewitness near the base that's that watched the attack.
Well, they got their Sherry's Barry's and their note from Trump saying, hey, 15, hell's getting ready to rain down on you. If you got any children nearby, you may want to move them.
So
what a humanitarian he is.
Yeah.
Well, if that's the case then, Marco, he said, what did you do? Well, we interrupted their capabilities. You idiot. Wait, what? They only have one Air Force base, moron?
I wrote that in my head. That's just this morning on my Facebook page. Do you think this actually limits his capabilities at this point? I mean, we don't even know for certain if he did it. I mean, there are certainly all kinds of suggestions out there that it wasn't even Assad behind this. Our friend Greg Carpenter, his view on this. And so, this is ludicrous. This is just saber-rattling. This is just chest-puffing at this point. And you know how many people I saw on my Facebook page last night saying, well, we finally have a president that's willing to take action.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to write a post today about Yes, California, the Cal Exit people better look out because we have a president that will take action now. So I'm revising my position on Trump and secession. I'm not totally convinced anymore he won't.
He will launch the Luftwaffe.
Mike, totally. You know, you and I talked about this during the campaign. He was an enigma. We didn't know who he was going to be and how he was going to operate. Well, we just got a good window into how he's going to make decisions. And he's going to make them haphazardly. He's going to make them impulsively, impetuously, you could say. And he's got the force of a huge power that can do major, major damage. And so I think we have a new reason to be afraid that I didn't have yesterday morning.
As Mrs. Church so artfully put it, the world actually did implode while I was sleeping.
Yes, I heard that. Yeah. No, you're right on that.
Mark, thanks for the call. I agree with all the points that that you've made here in our conversation. I suspect that we will be on air longer than usual today, and that maybe Mitter Simpson might come in early, and that we'll have no interruption of live programming today because we should be on air, and we should be playing the Washington Post March all day long today, Mitter Kreslins. We should be doing all these things. Look, I got to go. I got to take a break. Then I got to get Debbie on. Then I got to get Junk Bond on. Thanks for the call, brother.
All
Yep, talk to you soon.
All right, that's Mark Kreslin, the host of the Mark Kreslin Show here on the Crusade Channel. Folks, I'm just going to step away for a couple of minutes. We're going to end the Facebook Live segment of the program. Well, maybe we'll just take a break on it, and then we're going to come right back, and we're going to get Debbie on with this week's movie reviews. And Junk Bond was on Skype? Okay. And Greg Carpenter, who is an expert in these sorts of things, and we get the inside reverse deception take on all this. This is Mike, my website. If you want to join the chat could be very lively if there were live sentient beings in there typing. Now, there were, but there aren't anymore. But you could join it and jazz it up. Go to MikeChurch.com, my website, MikeChurch.com, and click on the Mike Church Show live chat. Join the chat and sign in as a guest user. You can make your own military industrial complex name today or whatever you want to do. We'll come right back. We'll be right back here. My telephone number, if you'd like to call me, I'd love to talk to you about all this, 844-527-8723. We are Star Spangled Awesome. This is the Mike Church Show, celebrating America's bombing of brown people. I'm kidding. Here on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth. Oh, boy, howdy today from radio-sized speakers.